Waiting for us on the telephone right now, we will go to a well-known name in Hollywood, Mr. Corbin Burnson, joining us this morning via phone. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for joining us to fill us in on your newest work out there, film-wise at least, The Farmer and the Bell Saving Santaland. Went out, I guess, on most of the on-demand platforms a week ago, last Tuesday, correct?
Yeah. A wonderful movie for this time of year, certainly a wonderful holiday movie for the whole family. It started out as when I first read the script, I think it was a film by Jen Gottsman, who's a friend of mine, putting it together and stars in it. It was about beauty and inner beauty, good messaging for young women. At the time we made it, certainly a wonderful message with everything going on from Me Too and all of that about inner beauty being true beauty, which, you know, as I always said, it applies to men too. I know we sort of attribute beauty to women, both physical beauty and inner beauty, but I think finding the inner beauty in any of us is important. But the movie, it transferred into something new this year. Story-wise, it's about this fictional little amusement, a Christmas amusement called Santaland, that's in jeopardy because of finances of falling apart. And a group of people that come together to save Santaland. And metaphorically, through this trying year that we've had, I think it's important that, you know, that you look at the film in a different way. It's not just saving Christmas or saving Thanksgiving, but it's putting real values to it that I think perhaps we've lost over the years. You know, is Christmas really about, you know, Cyber Monday and Black Tuesday? I know it's important, and I don't want to upset anybody about, you know, who owns shops. Yes, getting gifts, those are great. Is Thanksgiving just about what cranberry sauce you have? Yeah, sure. But really, you know, Thanksgiving, for instance, coming up, it's time to really, we do have something to give thanks to. You know, a lot of people put their lives on the line, frontline workers in the hospital, saving lives, trying to save lives, shopkeepers staying open, post people bringing mail to us. And maybe it's a year where we really do give thanks and focus less on the cranberry sauce, but more on the, truly from our hearts giving thanks. And Christmas, really this Christmas, especially when you can't get together with Thanksgiving family, maybe when that, you know, what is family? So the movie's become something a little bit more from me.
Well, it sounds like one that you can get the whole family around, sit down, watch, or watch it, you know, these watch parties that go on now where, hey, you all say you're going to watch the thing even though you're in different places, and then you either fire up Zoom or something like that, and you kind of talk about them, and I think those are opportunities for people to experience it in a little tighter family situation and then still talk about them. And this sounds like exactly that kind of film. It's a, I guess they're calling it, Corbin, a faith and family film, which is a little different from some of the other films you've done. And you've got a long storied career. And then, of course, Psych and L.A. Law on television. What is that like on the set when you're filming one of these more faith-based sort of things? Is there a different feel to it as far as how the actors behave and the director behaves?
Yeah, certainly. Look, hey, if I'm off making a horror movie like The Dentist, it's definitely a different feeling than making a faith-based movie where everybody, you know, tends to be obviously a little more careful with their language, I guess, if, you know, that's the obvious thing. You know, it's not like everybody's running around saying, God bless this, God bless this. Some people do, and that's great. That's not my thing. I don't have to pray before. I've been on sets where you pray before every scene. You pray at the beginning of the day. To me, I am a person of faith, a person who has a belief in God. You know, maybe it isn't the way that other people believe in God. It's probably not, you know, the vision that, you might have an evangelical belief in God, God, nature, the great mystery, as I call it. I do have faith in that, and I have faith in this sort of gift of life that we have here. This is this gift, this journey that we're all on. on, and the beauty within that. And I'm respectful of that. I'm respectful of that set when I'm on it, and I will do what I do. But in the end of the day, I'm there to tell a story that I, whether, and this is the commonality for me in all the projects, whether it's a horror movie like The Dentist or a comedy like Major League, which uses the F word, I believe, 17 times, or a faith-based movie where there's none of that going on and people praying. At the end of the day, I like stories that elevate humanity, that reflect a little bit who we are, that show some Major League, you bring that up, for instance. You know, in that movie, it resonates, I think, because it's, and I think we understand it today more than ever. What resonates there is that you got this team of guys coming from complete different backgrounds. I believe this, I believe that. I believe it should work this way, it should work that way. But we come together as a team, and we accomplish something. And I think that resonates with everybody. So for me, if those are integral to the story, the part where humanity, we can be elevated and realize, for me personally, our commonalities, overcoming our differences, which is so applicable to today, then that's something I'll be a part of. You know, whether it's, like I said, a horror movie or a faith-based movie.
Well, we're looking forward to this one, and people can find it pretty much on the most of the major streaming platforms. Also, I guess DVD is out, if I'm reading this right. It is called The Farmer and the Bell, B-E-L-L-E, as in young lady, Saving Santa Land. We look forward to seeing your latest work there, Corbin. And yes, you mentioned it, and I'm kind of glad you did, because here in southern Wisconsin, you'll probably always be Roger Dorn to us, but we appreciate your time and all the many film and acting credits that you've piled up through the years. We really enjoyed talking to you today.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care. Be well. So Corbin Burnson in a new movie